Welcome to A Friend of Mine, a series of conversations with some incredible and inspiring women in business from regional and rural Australia. I'm Kimberly Furness, your host and the founder and editor of Oak Magazine, and I cannot wait to introduce you to some amazing female entrepreneurs who will share with you their experience and knowledge of what it takes to start, grow, and scale a successful business. So let me introduce you to A Friend of Mine. This is a special International Women's Day series featuring members of Club Oak, which supports and promotes your rural business through print, digital, and audio opportunities over a 12-month period. Founded by Gail Wilson, Soulcare Bendigo is a place of community and empowerment, either through group sessions of personal development or private wellbeing consults. With a background in hairdressing, Gail made a career change at the age of 42 to pursue her passion for supporting others. Gail's approach is characterised by her humour, empathy, and commitment to creating a safe space for people to heal and grow. In this episode, Gail shares how she's been able to support and empower other women in her community through Soulcare Bendigo. Meet my friend, Gail. Hello, Gail, and welcome to our special International Women's Day series. And we're going to talk all about the topic of community.
Beautiful, Kimberly. Thank you so much for having me. I'm thrilled to be a part of this conversation.
So tell me, what inspired you to start Soulcare Bendigo?
I'd been in the same career for 24 years in hairdressing, and I just started collecting this awareness through people that there was a level of, I don't know, like a missing piece to a lot of people. And I decided that I wanted to expand on that and I wanted to help people. And I'd often hear things like, I wish you were just like a little microphone in my ear that I could say the words I want to say, or I could heal the relationships that are a little bit stuffed up and a bit messy and yucky. So I created Soulcare at 42. So I changed careers at 42 once all my kids were now at school. And I really just wanted to be a service of helping people feel better each day and give them some skills that when things get tough, they will survive it and they'll be okay.
42, it makes you stop and go, okay, it's never too late to follow a passion, to change careers.
Oh, at the time I was terrified because I didn't realize I had so much resting on how much I saw other people's opinions of me mattered, which kind of scared me because I didn't think I was really gave a shit about any of those sorts of things. But the truth of the matter was that even I had some stuff I needed to fix up on the inside a little bit. I do feel like my first career in some way has been practiced this whole time. And it's just kind of been the gears have been slowly winding up. And then it was having the inner awareness that I can do hard things and I'm never really alone. And if I call on and allow the parts of myself to unfold, to help, ask for help, ask for resources, you know, get in on someone's podcast, start a conversation and plant a seed, I will be okay.
You will be okay. Now, we are talking about the topic of community. So I want to ask you first, how do you believe your business has positively impacted the local community? And I suppose for local community, talking about Bendigo as such.
Yeah. So for Bendigo, there certainly is lots of wellbeing avenues already. There's different modalities. There's yoga schools. I think what's refreshing in you about Soulcare is the awareness that, okay, I live in my brain and sometimes my brain's my friend and sometimes it's not. So it's about helping people disconnect their brain from their heart, having the power to say what they need to say, but also in a way that's filled with grace, that they're not rocking the apple cart too much, but their pride in putting themselves first. And for women, putting ourselves first has never been a priority. And it's now a superpower that's coming forward. And it does not mean selfishness. It has got nothing to do with it. It's put the air flight mask on you first, and then you help other people survive. It's a big load to carry. And what I'm helping and what I'm seeing every month, every week in Soulcare is people walking in overwhelmed, stressed out, grief stricken, change in life, and they just don't know where to go, who to turn. They don't want to maybe confess any of it to any of their nearest and dearest because they have shame attached or whatever it is. And so they can come here and the first thing I ever say is there's nothing you can say to shock me. I've spoken about anything, everything, under the cover, on top of the cover, under the cover, it doesn't matter. So once I kind of let them know my personality and my laughter and, you know, that I drop a few swear words and I'm pretty passionate, I just see these people melt into the couch and then always at the end, it's, God, I feel so much better. And Gail, you know, a week later an email, Gail, God, you've just helped me so much in what you're doing. What I'm doing, Kimberly, is not new, but it's just a refreshing way of repackaging something for people to find more relatable. This is not an elitist industry. This should be available to every single human. And whether you've got private health, whether you're Medicare, whether you're on a wait list, having a space where you can come and you can recover from adulting in a safe way that's got a bloody good sense of humor, you know you'll be okay.
What are some specific ways that you've been able to support or empower other women in your community through Soulcare Bendigo?
So through Soulcare, we're doing monthly workshops, which are basically, I'm kind of branding them as like the retreat where you don't have to leave your town. So for people who are time poor or financially, it's just not profitable or even able to spend $4,000 on a retreat somewhere else in the country, you can come to these workshops regularly where there's a combination of repeat people and new people coming every month. So you're expanding your friendship group and your circle. You're around like-minded people who also want to make a shift and identify that there's some growth to happen. They also want to improve their children's future. And these are the things that Soulcare are providing, which is amazing. There's a super big awareness on how do I support my child, knowing the statistics we know in mental health now, knowing the suicide rate, how do I help be a part of minimizing that damage in our community, recognizing that there actually is something way bigger than themselves.
So if someone wasn't in Bendigo, are there some tips that you could give them to be able to support them that sort of links back into what Soulcare does?
Absolutely. So what we're building on the website now is we're starting to start a process where we have things that are coming out to be launched soon. There is mindful activities that you'll be able to download for free from the website. There is permission cards coming, different to an affirmation card where you might randomly select something. It's where you purposely go in and think about what you need to hear. So do I need permission to rest? Do I need permission to focus? Do I need to smash some goals today? And they come with all sorts of prompts and realizations and self-focus and self-reflection, which are really powerful. There is also, I've got a book coming out. The other thing that I'm going to be doing is e-courses. So they're coming out for next year. So these are going to be different webinars that people can jump on. Some are based on mixed gender. Now, what I mean by that is a dad that's trying to stay connected to his daughter, even though he doesn't want to hug her, or a mum who's trying to stay connected to her son, but he's pulling away as well. And so how do we break but maintain this intimacy without creating it as being an awkward sexuality? So there's a lot of e-courses coming. There's some 5-week programs. So no matter where you are, you can reach out. And of course, people can reach out on Facebook and Instagram. I get messages even on TikTok when people hear something from my podcast that they relate to. I'm always happy to reach out and chat. I'm a human. You're a human. I'm happy to have a chat.
My gosh, so often there's AI these days. I mean, this is probably a whole other podcast, but even to just keep that in mind that, you know, are you talking to a real person through social media these days, I think is maybe something worth considering.
I find that a blur even for myself. Like certainly for me, Instagram is where, you know, and I mentioned this in the podcast we did together, but it's where the hawkers are and the other female business owners that want to cheer and support one another. But I can think that I'm getting a follower that is a business owner, but it's not. It's just their social media manager. So I know who's got accounts done by themselves, like who checks in on their account, who checks in on their comments, who replies. And not all the replies are always a business owner, but I know in the inbox who I'm talking to. And it doesn't matter. I understand. Like I have people who help me with my socials as well because we're only one person. And we're all still parenting. That's the other thing with rural in particular, like we're doing multiple tasks. But yeah, definitely it's for me checking in. I know how to create healthy boundaries that if you're inboxing me 16 times in one day, I know that I'm a big girl and I can say, I think you might need an appointment, hun. You know, so it's creating boundaries as well as being interpersonal. And this is probably where the balance can get tricky for rural in particular, where people are just so desperate for connection.
Mm. So yeah, two good points there, that terms of if you have a client that's always coming back to you or someone that's asking questions and you know, I mean, we're not gatekeeping knowledge by any means, you know, it's power and knowledge shared. However, there is a point there where you should just say, hey, how about we jump on a one-on-one call and, you know, always have that option on your website if that's something that you do, that sort of mentoring, that one-on-one service where you can have that dedicated time with them and, you know, get paid for your knowledge.
That's right. Yeah. And often it's not even the knowledge, it's the time.
Oh my gosh, yes.
That billable hours versus non-billable hours in small business. And keeping that is such a fine line, but it's so important for livelihood because non-billable hours, let's be honest, they don't pay the rent on our properties. They don't pay the overheads. They don't pay us for our content creating time. So, you know, my husband wouldn't be asked to do that for free.
No.
So why should I?
My husband will come and ask me some morning, so what's the plan for today? And I said, I've got a full day of non-paying content creation. He's like, what? Yeah. And I'm like, oh, don't even ask. Like, I think I have so many non-billable hours. I'm not very good at that. I know that's not my superpower. But one of the other things I just did want to touch back on there, Gail, was who is answering your inbox. I think there is a duty of care. So for Oak, it is always me. I am the only person you will ever get because some people do big shares in there. I think there needs to be a duty of care that says, you know, there's a social media manager that's actually responding to these. And I say this because I know someone that's recently sold their business. Now, the conversations we've had in those DMs, look, you won't say anything that you wouldn't say to someone's face, but still, there's private conversations. I've had to work pretty hard to get that back. So to get both of our conversation threads deleted before they go on to a new business owner. So again, that's even slightly different, but you know, someone buying a business, there comes all that other stuff. So, I mean, so probably 2 points there. Just always remember that it's those DMs aren't locked down. They're not private. So, you know, be very careful of the information that you do share.
Absolutely. And this is something I think you've raised. It's a fantastic point because I am about to expand and I've got someone who's going to be helping me organize my emails. And so what I'm doing is doing a lockable folder so that any of those private conversations that I've either sent out as a reflection or that are coming back in would go into a folder that is separate and then even emailed to another account of mine and then deleted from that original one that I share with someone else. Because like you said, some of those things in there are not for other people's ears. And also it's that confidentiality that I have to share with my clients. It's not general knowledge. And I don't think there's any employee, unless they're a practitioner as well, that would ever need access to that in any way, shape or form.
It's a tricky thing with Instagram, unfortunately. If you had someone coming in, you can't really lock those DMs down. Look, the only way they can really do it is through that third-party publishing app. There's obviously a couple of options that way, but yeah, just a tricky one. Just something to think about anyway.
Yeah, for sure.
One of those, something that's come up this week. Now, this was a short, quick chat because we do have something that's a bit more in-depth with you. But before I let you go, what does the feeling of International Women's Day evoke for you?
The feeling it evokes for me is actually I'm really proud to be a woman. I'm really proud to be a woman who can be vulnerable, who can wear multiple hats, who now has a whole army of other women just like her cheering, chanting. But more importantly, I love the dialogue that it creates for the genders in the next few generations. So the Bendigo sign that's in the middle of our town, we loved the dragon that was there prior to International Women's Day. But equally, my kids are kind of like, what are those images? What's going on? And I said, look, they're a series of women's art that are about International Women's Day. And I believe the conversation is just as important, if not to have with my sons as it is my daughters. So again, planting a seed, creating a bigger conversation, how they would allow and support their wives who might one day have an amazing dream that means to step out of supporting them. And it's to see the equals in carrying the mental load, the equals in going for their dreams and their goals and helping our young girls shift through the crap that happens through adolescence to shine above, to realize we all have a purpose, honey, and one day you will find yours and you'll be free to actually bloody do it.
Absolutely. I love that. Perfect. Well, I want to thank you so much for being on A Friend of Mine podcast, but just your general support of Oak and everyone sort of in our broader community, whether that's at a local level, being Bendigo, or yeah, our Oak community, which is obviously Australia-wide. So thank you so much, Gail.
Well, thank you. I really love what you do. I love humans. I think we're here for a short time, so let's make sure it's a fun time.
Now, before you take off with all that inspiration and knowledge, we'd love for you to leave a review on our podcast so that we can continue to amplify women's voices in the media. And if you have any questions, we'd like to celebrate a win, you can always connect with us on Facebook and Instagram at Oak Magazine AU. I'm so glad we've met and that now you know a friend of mine.